Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Phil Henry Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino e devo inoltre annunciare che Mafia. And now, here is Phil.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. How are you? We had talked a couple of weeks ago, and I just mentioned this in passing. We've got somebody on the line who wants to follow up on this, right, Mike? We had talked in passing about the fact that many of you have not met me, and forgive me, I have not introduced myself, but I didn't get... I'm approaching middle age. I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm healthy. I'm good looking. I'm bald, but I'm good looking. And I'm 47, but let's move past that. In any event, I got married when I was 44. And I had mentioned that to Doug Danger, who is our film critic. And that got a few emails pumping in, and we got a few phone calls coming in. We got a caller here from Temple City on the line. Now, what was it about that interested you, sir?
Phil, hi. First of all, I love your program.
Thank you.
My name's Jeff. I'm calling from Temple City tonight. I want to know about that I heard you on your show a couple weeks ago. You said that you had got married at 44?
Yeah, I got married 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago.
And how old was you?
I was 44.
And was that, what was that like? You know, I mean, what was that about?
What was it like? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, that's kind of, see, I've got an uncle who's still single. He's 47 right now. And he's not, you know, married currently. I mean, he's dated women. I'm sort of curious, you know, why you waited so long.
Why did I wait till I was 44? I waited till I was 44. Now, there was no real plan. There was no real life plan.
Uh-huh.
It was just the fact that I met a woman who I decided, my wife Maria, who I decided that this was the woman. If I did not marry her, then I would forever regret it because I loved her and I figured she was the one for me.
Yeah, I mean, what was that unusual or whatever? I mean, isn't that unusual, sort of, for a guy to wait?
Is it unusual?
Yeah, I mean, to me, you know, and I don't want to say anything, but I think it's highly unusual for a guy to wait, you know, to be in his 40s to get married. I think that's very, very unusual. I think it's very, very odd in a lot of ways.
And I don't know. I mean, I think Al Pacino, you know Al Pacino, the actor?
I'm sorry?
Do you know Al Pacino, the actor?
I mean, I've not met him, no.
I don't mean to have you met him. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen some of his movies, yeah.
All right. I believe he's in his 50s, and he's never been married.
Yeah, see, that to me, I mean, I'm just, all I'm saying is it's very unusual, I think, you know, because were you dating a lot? I mean, can I...
I dated quite a bit. I mean, I was a bachelor for all of those years, so I dated women.
Were you not serious about nobody, or...
I was serious about a few of them. Yeah, I was engaged to be married, in fact, when I was 26, and that didn't work out. And then I was involved with...
Yeah, because I noticed there's sort of a, like, maybe you're trying to, there's some stuff that you wouldn't want to talk about, because for me, it's very unusual. And,
no, there's nothing I don't want to talk about.
Well, it's very unusual, isn't it?
What is unusual that I didn't get married till I was 44?
Yeah, to me, like, I'm 28 years old, and it's my feeling that most men should be married by the time they're 30 in order to gain, you know, sort of acceptance to the society at large. And it's important for me, I think, a lot of guys to get married by the time you're 30 because I think it's a certain acceptance level, you know.
I don't understand.
Well, I just think that it's very unusual for a man much past 30 not to be married. If he's straight, okay, I'm not talking about nobody's what's gay or nothing like that, but I'm talking about a man what is straight is very unusual for to have him not be married, you know?
There's a lot of guys in their 30s that are single.
Yeah, but most of them was married and they got divorced. You know, I've got two or three friends, I got, you know, like two or three friends of mine who are in their 30s are technically single, but they have been married, you know, once.
All right, so they were divorced?
Yeah, they'd already been married. I think it's very important for a man by the time he's 30, you know, to at least give it a shot. You know, and if it's not work out, it's fine, because I think in terms of acceptance of society, you know what I'm saying? So I just wonder what that was.
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. I've never, for me, I have never encountered any prejudice.
Well, but see, that's, people are not going to come up to you and say that.
Say what?
Well, I mean, nobody's going to come up to you and say, like, you know, dude, you're 40. I mean, why aren't you married? I mean, most people are respectful of it. But I think a society at large sort of looks, it's very unusual. And I think it hurts a person socially. I think it hurts a person in terms of the eyes of the public if they're not married by the time that they're 40. I think most men personally ought to be married by the time they're 30, which is my goal.
And well, how old are you?
I'm 28. And it is going to be my goal eventually to be married by the time I'm 30, because I think I want to send the right message to society. And currently, I'm a drummer in a band that plays a lot of South Bay clubs. We're going to be breaking out very soon. I feel like I have good earning potential in terms of that. And I feel it's time now for me. By the time, you know, that most of these guys are married by the time they're 30. Okay.
And well, this is a personal code that you have, man, that I don't know that has anything to do with the world. All right.
No, most of the guys who've got their stuff together are married by the time they're 30, I think.
And the rest of us don't? I mean, I have to disagree with you.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't make you a bad person. I'm just saying it made you sort of, if I could coin a phrase, it made you sort of like, I don't know, like socially retarded or something, you know? I mean, it's like, I mean, you're sort of a tard socially, you know, in terms of that.
What do you mean I'm a tard socially? I was single, you know.
Did you live with a woman or what, or anything like that?
I lived with a couple of girlfriends. I'm not saying that I'm particularly proud of that because, quite frankly, I thought that was putting the commitment off.
That's my whole point, okay? That's my whole point. Why would you live with the woman if you're not? And for me, it's important.
And well, where are you going to meet? If you're 28, man, are you currently dating a woman?
No, I'm not.
Are you currently seeing anybody?
No, I'm not. I'm not currently seeing nobody, but I don't think it's important because basically what I do is I'm very upfront and I'm very together with how upfront I am, and I could walk up to any woman and basically find out right where she's coming from because I'm really into personal honesty, and the women that I meet, generally I will tell them, you know, that I am interested in marriage.
And you know what? I can't think of anything that would put a woman off more.
No, it's not if you're totally honest.
And I mean, what are you going to say to a total stranger?
I'm sorry?
What are you going to say to a total stranger? You're 28 and you want to get married?
No. I mean, it's something very simple. I'll say, hi, I'm Jeff Dowder. You know, I'm currently employed as a drummer in a band that has you know, I'm pretty in tune with the female species like that and stuff, you know. But I'll say, my name is Jeff Dowder. I'm currently employed as a drummer in a band that has got a record deal in the works. I'm interested for it to be married. And I'm just very curious if you'd be interested in being married too, and if you want to explore with me through a series of dates.
So that's how you ask a woman if she's interested in being married.
Correct.
Where do you take her on dates? I mean, if a woman is actually willing to go out with you.
Well, basically, Phil, our band plays a series of clubs and gigs around South Bay, and what I would want her to do is probably come and watch the band and get to know what I expect of her as a wife, because I am currently a drummer in a band, and getting the band drinks, helping us sell T-shirts of the band, you know, help me break down my drum kit, you know, help the image of the band in a lot of ways, you know, wear short skirts or a tight top or something like that. I mean,
What you're doing, man, is you're using a woman.
No, all I'm saying to you, man, is I'm looking to find a wife who's going to be in tune with where I'm at, in tune with what's coming down in my career, because a lot of very, very major things coming down in my career, and I want to do it before I'm 30, because I don't want to be not married when I'm 40 for to have society look at me weird. And she needs to understand where her place would be in a marriage.
Well, I gotta hand it to you, man. You're honest and you're upfront. I mean, you're telling her that she comes to the club dates with you.
Yeah.
And she helps you break down your drum kit, wear tight skirts and a top.
That's basically, if you're going to marry a guy in a band, that's basically what's going on. You know,
I want to explore this a little bit further with you, okay? And I'd also like invite any man out there who's over the age of 30 that's never been married, or even a guy over the age of 40 that's never been married, to check in on this, because this caller apparently thinks it was highly unusual that I didn't get married until I was 44, which I'm not ashamed of. And I didn't notice any prejudice from society. And I didn't have anybody thinking that I was gay. As far as I knew, I don't know, maybe they did. Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. What's this guy's name? Jeff? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Let me talk. Jeff, I had a question for you.
Yeah.
What about women that don't get married until they're in their 30s or in their 40s?
Well, I mean, you're talking about women?
Right.
Well, I mean, I think society's pretty much dealt on that one. That's sort of what you call, if you heard the term old maid or spinster or something like that, I mean, that's very fairly what, you know. I mean, you know.
No, are you saying that women that don't get married until they're 35 or 40 or even later are old maids?
I mean, that's what society is saying about it. And that's probably the greatest tragedy going on right now, Phil, in the society what we live in, on the women that, you know, you get a 40-year-old woman that's not never been married, you're talking about, you know, if it was a product, you'd be looking for the warranty card or whatever. And
well, what's wrong with that? Why can't she wait the way a guy does?
I'm not saying that a guy should. I'm saying that it's suspect for a man to wait till he's 40. I think a woman wait till she's 40. That's a thing they call an old maid syndrome or the spinster deal, and the spinster deal is not a good thing. That's in my opinion.
Spinster. Man, I haven't heard that. All right, here is Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I want to address that your caller, Jeff, there. You know, I think that he mentions he thinks it's strange that people don't get married and before they're 30, but yet he talks about all his friends who have been married and divorced.
Well,
and
at least
I think
they
that
gave
the
it
reason
a shot.
That happens is because those people are getting married for the wrong reason.
But at least they gave it a shot. You know, if you're
well, they gave
afraid,
it a shot, but they failed at it. You know, if they'd have waited until the right person came along and they were getting married for the right reasons instead of about what they worried society might have thought about
them.
They might have had more successful marriages.
You talk about being
a social retard, man. You're hitting the mark.
No, man. Yeah, I'm hitting the mark on a dude that's not getting. How old are you?
I'm 38. I've been married for 11 years.
Well, I'm not talking about you, man.
I'm not talking about me either. I'm just saying my point is that what difference does it make how old somebody is when they get married? If they're getting married for the right reasons.
If you go out and think
you have to get married and you treat that like you have to go out and get a job, well, you're not gonna make the right choice.
But you know the society at large. I mean, you to have a shot in this world, you have because currently I'm employed as a drummer in a band. And we've got a record deal that's going to be breaking out pretty soon.
Who cares what society thinks?
Because of the fact that you have to work through society to get what you need.
Do you think society cares if your hair is long and you play in a band? If that's what you want to do and if that's what you want to do?
All I'm saying is currently I'm employed as a drummer in a band out in the South Bay in California. And right now we're on the verge of a record deal, which could be very lucrative.
That's off the point. You know, I don't know what difference that makes on getting married before you're 30. But.
About what?
I think you're just missing. I think you're missing a very big point in that. What marriage is supposed to be all about?
What?
It's not supposed to be about how society views you or accepts you.
What?
That's not what marriage is all about.
What is?
About what society thinks of you.
No, I don't get your point.
He's saying that's not what marriage is about. What society?
No, but you got to work through society. What about a woman? What don't get married? I'm just saying there's a thing called damaged goods. And you got
I'm going to hang up now because I really don't know what you're saying. And Phil's kept you on the line this long, to be real honest.
Well, he asked me why I didn't get married till I was 44. And I think I gave you an answer.
No, I think the answer you gave me was not complete because I just asked you how come, that's all.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, this spinster thing now. Now you're onto a whole different jag. A woman who doesn't get married?
I think it's very unusual. Especially when a woman has a biological clock, and she needs to hear it, you know, it's ticking or whatever, and now she's up around 45 and 46 or 47, man, and the biological clock, man, the alarm's about to go off on that. What's up with that? You know? So.
All right, well, good for you, man. You're going to get married by the time you're 30. Here is Venice on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I think it's real important to know about this guy. Hey, I'm 35 years old. I'm originally from Idaho.
Wait, are you married now?
I was brought up to, I want to be married one time. I'm not married. I've never been married. And the reason I haven't been.
Why not take a shot?
Because I haven't met the right woman.
Oh,
I want
man,
to be married
that,
forever,
that,
just
that,
like my parents.
But that's the easy way out.
No, it isn't the. Why would you want to meet someone and just marry them and say, you know what? Now I'm divorced because you know I just didn't do it the right way. When I'm going to meet that woman who I truly love and I'm going to be married forever, so I can. I'm like, you know, when I've got kids, hey, I loved your mom. Yeah, I'm 35 and I have not met the right woman. So if Phil didn't wait until 44 or whatever, how old he was, he waited till he knew it was right.
Man, you got to understand. You're 35.
You're looking for a woman as an object and a woman to serve your needs.
You're socially undesirable, man. That's all I'm trying to say.
Socially undesirable. I date all the time. I have not met the right woman. That's the simple thing. You're out there being the band guy. You're never going to find her because anybody that's stupid enough to marry you, you're not
going to
be married for very long.
So
you're going to be
personal.
The guy that's...
Well, you're the guy that's talking about your band.
Because you don't know how to treat a woman the right way.
No, excuse me. I'm currently employed as a drummer in a band.
Yeehaw, buddy. I hope you're a good drummer because you're never going to be a good husband.
I believe in upfront honesty. I tell all the chicks what I meet. I say that I'm currently employed as a drummer in a band. I believe that, you know, we're on the verge of a major record deal. I tell them what I need. They got to break down the drum kit, and they have to help us sell a band T-shirt.
And that is why, my friend,
Jeez.
You are still single.
No, man,
because
I'm 28.
There's no
dude,
way
I'm not
there's anybody going to ever marry you to break down your drum kit.
Hey, dude, I'm 28. You're the one that's 35 and socially
35,
retarded.
Very successful, going to eventually find the right woman to be married forever.
Yeah.
Forever, dude.
How many times have you taken
it? Just a couple times.
Hey, dude.
I was brought up old-fashioned, and old-fashioned being my dad's been married to my mom for 50 years.
Okay,
I will be married
Henry?
To my wife for 50, 60, 70, 80 years.
What about Henry
I will
got
wait
married
until
and
it's
his
the
wife
right
can't
time.
Have no kids now? What about that, Henry?
What?
What about your wife can't have no kids?
My wife is perfectly capable of having kids. I've got 4 stepkids. I had a vasectomy, okay?
What?
I had a vasectomy.
Man, you have turned yourself into an evolutionary cul-de-sac. I mean, there's not going to be no... Yeah, go ahead, laugh about it, man.
All right, I got a break. I thank the gentleman for his call from Venice. Evolutionary cul-de-sac. Phil Henry Show.
本日はフィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信本日機内ではゴジラを用意しております。またパールハーバー。 And now here's Phil.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I gotta tell you something, my friend. I resent being called socially retarded. Because I...
Phil, I don't mean anything personal by it.
Well, let me just finish my point. I resent being called socially retarded because I didn't get married till I was 44. I didn't get married till I was 4. I can tell you a little bit about my background.
Well, that's the whole thing, man. I mean, if your background is warped in any way...
Well, let me just tell you. My parents were divorced when I was 11. And frankly, my family didn't do very well economically. Financially, we lost our money. We lost our home. I never trusted money or family by the time I became an adult.
Yeah.
So.
What, are you going to start to cry about it, man?
No, I'm not crying about it. I'm saying that...
Well, you just admitted right there that you're socially retarded because of the fact that you had that kind of abuse when you was a kid. And
it's got nothing to do with me being abused.
But didn't you just admit that you're socially retarded?
What do you mean socially retarded?
Yeah, that you're socially retarded because of the fact your parents got a divorce.
Everybody is a product of their upbringing. Everybody...
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a red herring, man. I mean...
No, it's not. Everybody's a product of their upbringing, and everybody responds the way they respond to life by virtue of the fact of who they were. And, yeah, I had a hard time trusting relationship and marriage and commitment because my family fell apart. I did not want to see that happen to me. I didn't want to see that happen to any kids.
When you got married, you were past prime, dude. You were overdue. Your meat was spoiled. And so the woman comes along.
My meat was spoiled.
Well, so it's I'm using a metaphor, but you is past prime. And I don't mean to be offensive, but we've all seen a piece of meat what laid on the tile for 2 days.
No, man, I've never seen a piece of meat that's laid on the tile for 2 days. Guess what? I have a refrigerator.
Well, okay. You know, start pretending like I'm poor or something. But
well, I suggest, man, before you leave a piece of meat on the tile, put it in the refrigerator, okay? I got to take a phone call here. Here is Hesperia on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
I just need to know, first off, what does the word marriage mean to you?
And who are you asking? Are you asking me or Henry?
I'm asking the caller.
That's me. And the word marriage to me means get in there and do the hard work of being in a relationship so that society will recognize you as prime material.
First off, your priorities have been
How old
Focus,
are you?
How, it, that's not the point.
Well, my, I mean, are you married?
The point that I'm trying to make here is
we got old maid material on the line, man, I think.
Listen to the lady and quit being insulting.
First off, the points you are making are, A, everything in your life is based around your appearance, your social stature, and what you can get out of something. If you intend, which it would be a miracle from God himself, to ever be married, you would have to, in some way, find the road to how, the way you need to be.
What?
To give yourself
what?
Over.
What's she
to
saying?
Have something to benefit
Listen
another
to her.
Human being. Because the way you look at things, the way you had said you want this and you want that, they'd have to go to your little shows and
No, I'm just saying what a wife of mine is going to have to
Those
help me break
types
down my
of
drum
things
kit.
Are
What's
not
wrong
interesting
with that?
To another woman.
What's wrong
the
with
woman
having you break down your drum kit for you? Is your meat spoiled? Survey says yes.
Okay. Survey, you're not the surveyor.
I
could care less what any person in society thought about my quote-unquote meat.
Yeah.
My point
well,
is...
Well, I'm talking about it in a metaphorical sense, you know, and I think that if I ask a woman, I go, look, I want you to be my wife. There's going to be certain things expected of you. Break down the drum kit, help the band sell T-shirts. I mean, what's unusual about that?
About asking somebody you care about and somebody that you're willing to give as much of yourself to as you are to expect from them to do certain types of things.
I'm currently
but what I'm talking about is that you have not come to the realization that it is an honor and a privilege when somebody finds you good enough to spend the rest of their life with you.
Wait a second.
And I give this man high all the way kudos for being able to respect himself enough that he didn't give himself over to stupidity, to hormone anxieties, and to social standards, that he waited until he was able to find...
What?
He waited till he found somebody he cared about and he had mutual understanding with.
Is you or is you not a spinster?
I am not a spinster. I happen to be happily married to the man of my dreams.
Okay, so you agree with me, man, and all I'm saying, every chick I know...
I would not agree with you if my life hung in the balance.
Every chick that I know helps the guys in the band get drinks for the guys in the band and break down the drum kit. What's wrong with that? And to wear the help the image of the band, to wear the tight shirt with the heels. And I'm talking about 9-inch heels. And, you know, a lot of these chicks...
Who cares what you think?
The host, I'm referring to the host.
Yes, ma'am, yes. Who cares about your girlfriend?
I just wanted to tell you
that
is a very rare thing to find a man that can hold himself in enough regard that he doesn't have to go out there and do all the socially acceptable situations.
Just a talk show caller sucking up to you, man. Hey,
and,
how do you
and
look
also,
at cutoffs, man?
The ignorancy of this man is what's infiltrating our young people today. And that's why we don't have moral standards.
Mr. Dowder, you have been obnoxious. You have been making fun of the callers.
No, but she said that she wouldn't wear anything tight if she was a band chick.
I never...
Yes or no? If
I
you
did
was a band
not say
chick,
that.
Okay, so you would wear something tight if you was a band chick, right?
But that's not the point.
Well, you
the point is, my point is that his position is very selfish, self-motivated, and very egotistical.
Hey, could I ask you a question? Can you kick it in Daisy Dukes or you get them varicose veins? Yes or no? Yes or no?
First
kick
off,
it
my
what?
Husband Daisy would kill you. If he knew, when he hears what you just asked me.
What did
and
he?
Number two, it's none of your business whether I could kick it in Daisy Dukes because it doesn't have anything to do with you or
I'm
the way you.
I'm talking about you being a bad.
What happened?
I don't know. She pressed the button.
No, I don't know what happened.
No, you press. She's pressing buttons, man.
And, but.
See, she did it again.
Jeff?
Wait a second. Somebody's pressing buttons. What happened?
I don't know. I don't know who's pressing buttons. Because there's no other phone that's hooked up.
Well, I heard.
Not in my house, anyway.
It's not in my house. I don't know what's going on.
I'm on a detached phone. So somebody's.
That was a four, I think.
Somebody's trying to call.
Bill, I heard a four or something. Yeah, that's a four.
Well, who cares? Who's hitting the buttons?
I heard her hit it.
Jeff, thank you for your time.
That's two.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
And also,
yeah.
Please, don't let this man do that to these other men. I mean, because he's out there. He must be
who is
on
hitting
something.
Oh, so now I'm a drug user. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks so very much.
Thank you for your time, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
She's just old, man. I rest my case. Just old.
She was 34 and she's married.
Yeah, but I asked her the simple question, you kicking in the Daisy Dukes or not? Survey says no answer, okay? So that's all I'm saying. She was creaking, brother. And all I'm trying to say is...
Okay, all you're doing is insulting people now. You asked me why I didn't get married till I was 44. I gave you a straight answer. I had not yet found a woman that I wanted to marry. You want to know something?
What?
I didn't care if I ever got married. I didn't want to get married. That's how socially tarded I was, okay?
Well, you said it, man. Survey says, enough said.
Survey says. Here's Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, this guy is making me sad because he's calling me a spinster. And
where are you from?
What?
Well, how old is you?
Well, I'm going to be 34. You see, I'm
not
willing to settle.
You not been married yet?
Yeah, once.
Then you ain't no spinster.
Okay, but this time around, I'm going to make sure that I like who I'm with and I'm not going to settle.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta, for society at large, you gotta do the do and the funky chicken too, man. I'm currently a drummer in a band. Is your cheese a little moldy? I mean, is that what you're saying, or
what is this, man? What are you talking about?
Thing to say?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. Can I try? This is what I say to women. My name's Jeff. What's your name? Seriously.
Marcy.
Okay, Marcy. I'm Jeff Dowder. I'm currently employed as a drummer in a band that has got a record deal in the works. I am currently interested to be married, and I'm just very curious if you'd be interested in being married too, and if you would want to explore with me through a series of dates. Our band plays a series of clubs, and you can watch the band and get to know what I'd expect of you. Getting the band drinks or helping sell T-shirts too, helping me break down my drum kit, and helping the image of the band by wearing skirts, tights, tops, and high heels.
I mean,
that's your big pitch, huh?
I wouldn't mind dating, but the thing is, if we're not compatible, I'm not going to force it just so you'll stop calling me a spinster.
Have you ever been
old maid?
Have you ever been a band chick?
No.
Have you been around drummers? Or
no,
have you
I don't
not
like
been
that.
Around no drummers?
I don't like that kind of life.
Move along.
Yeah. Look, man, I'm not trying to find you women, okay? The lady is saying here she's been married once before and she doesn't want to make that mistake again.
Well, she's missing out.
Yeah, missing out on hanging with you down there at Moldy's in the South Bay while she gets drinks for you. You're a drummer, huh?
I'm probably one of the best professional drummers in L.A., yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously.
What do you play?
I play anything, man. I play jazz, play rock. I mean, I got my drum pad if you want to hear.
You got your drum pad there?
Yeah, I can do it. Watch. I mean, what do you want to hear, Phil?
Some rock and roll.
All right, this is basic, man. It's so basic. One, two, three. Okay, that's sort of a basic build-up drum thing that...
What was that?
One, two, three. Okay, that's sort of a jazz. That's sort of a jazz modality that I did there. There's a lot of jazz modalities. There's a lot of, you know, triplets. You know, it just depends, man, on where I'm coming from on any given night. You know.
I don't know anything about drumming, man, but I couldn't hear. That didn't sound too good to me.
Well, man, you ought to come down to Moley's in South Bay, man, playing this weekend.
All right, let me go to actually, we'll take a break and go to some more phone calls in a second. I don't have a lot of time here. I don't know. The lady made a very good point. Why am I spending time with you?
I think you got to respect your listeners. You can't drop a bombshell on your listeners. Hey, man, I didn't get married till I was 44. You can't drop a bombshell like that on your listeners and not be accountable on it, what do you say.
Well, I thought I was accountable. I thought I explained it.
I'm sorry, man. You didn't.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So I guess we're discussing the fact that in my life, I didn't get married till I was 44, and it makes me some kind of a freak. And
I didn't say you're a freak, man. I said that you were...
I know, socially tarded, which I find very offensive. But the fact is...
Look, you've got a good wife now, you've got a good family, and I think that's all that should count. I'm just wondering, you know, how it is that you came to that point in your life where, you know, you were too afraid.
I wasn't afraid, man.
Well, you did. You said you was. But...
All right, I was a little bit afraid because of my... Yeah, all right, because of my upbringing. Here is Los Angeles. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
All right, Phil, I was listening to this bloke. I thought a lot of what he had to say was right on because of the you know, because they're all people always trying to push you into being married, but it's important, isn't it, to be married, isn't it?
That's right, man. I think it's important. Is this little Ian?
Right, Jeff. I heard you on the radio. I want to say hello to you.
Do you guys know each other?
Yeah, I know. He wrote his casing for some bands. He also does sound down at the club. How's things hanging, man?
It's all right. It's all right. I turned the radio on and I heard you. I want to come on and give a shout out to you.
Yeah, man. I'm talking to the dude because I'm talking about, you know, I'm thinking about getting married.
Well, I just want to give you a shout out. You're doing a good job up there.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Here is Irvine. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, I'm 41. I haven't been married yet. And I spent a lot of time doing my education and career. And I'm really not worried about what society thinks. I'm more concerned What's it like?
Yeah, what's it like?
I've had a lot of good relationships, a good long-term relationships, and I'm awaiting to get married. And
what about a chick?
I would love to.
What about a chick that didn't get married till she's like in her 40s?
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on how you look at it. What if she got married, she got divorced, had kids, and it didn't work out? Maybe
sometimes. Well, I mean, what if, man? But you got to give it a shot, you know. And there's a lot of chicks out there. I mean, you're not going to marry no 40-year-old chick, are you?
Well, I don't want to restrict myself.
Well, how old's a guy got to be? I was 44, my wife was in her 40s when I married her.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I got one thing to say to Jeff.
Why do you want to do that, man? Because the fact that you got this chick. I mean, you're 44, man. Why'd you do that?
What do you mean, why did I do that? I loved her, okay?
But you have the opportunity at that age to be getting something that might not be, you know...
It's not get a leg up with a young bird and is not have to marry some old hag.
Right, that's my point. And I thought you hung up, man.
No, I'm still on the line.
You're still on the line, Ian?
That's right. I was just listening.
Okay, are you hanging up now?
All right, so I'll hang up.
Anyway, man, what I was saying was that I forgot what I was saying now.
All right, let's go to another call. Escondido, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, yeah, I was just going to say, I think this guy on the other line here is going to have a lot of growing up to do, and I think he's going to be living out his worst fears because I think he's going to be single for quite a while.
Hey, I don't know why you say that, man. I'm actively looking for a wife. I'm currently drumming in a band.
But you know what? You're looking for all the wrong reasons, man.
No, I'm looking for the good reason, man. I want a long-term commitment. I got it all going on good in my life right now.
What do you think makes a long-term commitment work?
Number one, each person understands what's expected of them in a relationship. Number two, there's a commitment to the relationship for the long haul. And number three, that there's a commitment to what you're doing in the relationship over a long period of time.
You have a couple of ideas there that are pretty close. Where you've got.
Okay. Well, are you married?
What you're saying.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm 36 years old and I've been married 2 months.
Okay, dude. So you only got married in your 30s?
36.
Why? What happened?
He found the right woman. Okay.
Yeah,
when he was 36.
Right there, I found the right woman.
Well,
I had some growing up to do, and I had a lot of fun being single.
Why did you not get married when you were 20?
What's that?
Why did you not get married when you were in your 20s?
Because in my 20s, I was being pretty foolish, being pretty wild and crazy.
Well, what's that mean, you were wild and crazy? Is it about drugs?
No, more just about being very self-centered.
Was it about drugs?
You know, just doing
drugs?
What I wanted to do when I wanted to do it.
Was it about gonorrhea or something like that? You know, if you're fooling around, you know, with the wrong kind of woman or whatever, or you get syphilis or whatever.
And I would say it probably had more to do with immaturity.
Did you shag women when you were in your 20s, or did you wait, or were you a virgin?
No.
Well, the guy dated.
I was not a virgin when I got married.
And what are you still doing on the phone? I thought you hung up.
I thought you hung up, too.
No, but I want to find out, because I thought that this book's making a good point. That's all I'm saying.
It's just a learning
hang
process.
Up, okay,
for
Ian?
Me, it was, I had to get to the point to where I understood what it meant to be married, what it meant to be responsible for another human being
in
my life.
Man, it's not like you're going to sit there and think about it, man. You just do it, you know? That's all I'm saying. You just do it. And I'm currently drumming in a band. We're very, very...
I got it already about the band, man. How much longer do I got to hear about your band?
What does that have to do with anything, man?
Because of the fact that we've got a record deal that's brewing. Hello?
Are you prepared to be responsible for another human being in your life?
Well, what's wrong with being a drummer in a drummer in a band when you can make, you know, lots of money, right?
It has nothing to... What I'm talking about has nothing to do with what you're doing for a living.
It's about making money, is it not?
Yeah, that's right, man. You got to be able to help a woman and to make her feel good.
You guys are so full of crap, your eyes are brown. I can't understand what these guys...
Much it.
I can't understand a word that either one of you guys is talking about. Well, I'm going to get married, and you know... And
what's wrong with you? You got an attitude right now. It's all rubbish, right? All talking about all these people staying single.
Yeah, you know, man, you don't understand about marriage. This is a new generation, man. We're in a marriage and commitment, okay? Not being some old bag or being some old spinster.
That's right.
And what is it with you still on the phone, man? Hang up.
Who are you talking to, me?
Or is it me?
The little guy. What's your name?
I'm Little Ian.
Little Ian, hang up, okay?
All right.
Is he gone?
I don't know, man. You're the host of the show.
This guy keeps popping on. Dallas, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, bud. I just got to say that, you know, to each their own, but I don't know. I've been drumming for quite a while. And
really? What band's you in, man?
Man, I've been on two world tours, and I ain't gonna disclose that because I don't want to mess up the reputation of the band.
Why? Is your drumming that bad?
No,
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
No,
really.
Man, but the deal of it is...
What tour are you on?
Do what?
What band do you gig with?
What band am I gigging with?
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Is that it?